Hare Krishna, and all glories to Lord Nityananda. Today is Nityananda Trayodashi, and today is really Nityananda Trayodashi. Today is also first day of our treatment. And I'm also meditating on Narottam Das Thakur's description to us of how we can get Lord Nityananda's mercy and what will be the result of that mercy. Nityananda says, Orikovi Nitaichan Karuna Vaidhi Shamsara Bhashana Mora Kavi Mora Tuchavi. When we get Lord Nityananda's mercy, then the bonds of material existence will be completely severed. Orikovi Nitaichan Karuna Shamsara Bhashana. Although we're practicing Krishna consciousness, but still we're conditioned souls, and we're experiencing here in the material world the attachments that conditioning brings, attachments to our family, possessions, other things. And those attachments continue to be anchors that keep us in the conditioned state in which, even if we practice Krishna consciousness like this, we actually won't be able to go back to Godhead or attain transcendence. We need to cross over this ocean of samsara, and we need to be able to cross to the other side of material existence, beyond the stage of even liberation, in order to attain the perfection of entering into Goloka Vrindavan. Samsara Bhasana Mora Pratichavi. And that's a great attainment that we're striving for, which is generally very, very difficult to attain. But it's possible, and particularly in this age, it's become much easier by the grace of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Here, Narottam Das Thakur says, yes, Lord Nityananda can sever these bonds of material existence, give us his blessings, by which we can then enter into the realm of transcendental devotional service, into the realm of love of which we speak, for which we're hankering, hopefully hankering, and know that this is our real goal, to go back to Krishna. And yet, it's not easy to let go. Still, Narottam Das Thakur gives us a hint. So he sings this song, Gauranga Bhurite Kabe Kula Kashari Hari Hari Bhurite Nayani Bhagavad. Sing the name of Gauranga. And when you feel trembling in your body by doing so, and tears coming in your eyes, hair standing on end by chanting the name of Lord Krishna, then Lord Nityananda will become pleased with you. If Lord Nityananda sees this, and in another song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if Lord Nityananda just sees just a tear in the corner of your eyes when you're chanting the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he will give you all blessings, all auspiciousness. What is that tear in the eye? How do we experience that? At the same time, we don't want to enter into some forbidden realm of imitating transcendental symptoms. So no, that's not what it's about. But rather, Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have taught us that there's such a thing as spiritual emotion that should be cultivated and should accompany, especially our chanting Hare Krishna, and not only that, but every aspect of our devotional service. What is that spiritual emotion? He says that mood of separation from Krishna. Is this a separation from Krishna that Srimati Radharani gopis exhibit with the meat about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That's certainly beyond us. Certainly that's not something that practicing devotees are going to be able to emulate, but there are other symptoms of separation which should be cultivated. For instance, Hari Hari Bipali Janam Govind Manishya Janma Hoi Radha Krishna. How much I've uselessly wasted my time. Here I am in the material world, still attached to material things, still, although I'm practicing Krishna consciousness, still I'm far distant from Krishna. So do we lament after Krishna? Do we recognize? Yes. I'm still far away from Krishna. And that we need to lament that, not just in some of our devotional practices, but actually in all of our devotional practices, Vipralamba Seva, in all of our services, feeling this unfortunate situation that we're still separated from the Lord. This Vipralamba Bhav, this feelings of separation, these are safe sentiments, good sentiments. There are things that devotees should cultivate, and they will come, especially when we hear about the actual devotional service of Krishna's associates, how they experience love for him, how they advance, how the devotees have advanced forward on the path of devotional service. When we hear of Krishna's pastimes, you know, that's how you miss something. You miss something when you know of it. You can't miss anything you don't know. So as we read Srila Prabhupada's books, as we read, if we have other time, the books of our acharyas, then we can feel actual separation from Krishna. And it's when we feel the separation and cultivate feeling that separation. How do you cultivate it? Well, the more you hear about it, the more you hear of the wonders of something, the more you hear of some of the beauty of something, the greatness of something, and the paleness of our own situation, then the more you'll want to give up this imitation thing that we have and get the real thing. And without it, it doesn't work. Unless we do actually hear about the wonders of transcendental life, then we won't hanker after it. So, mood of separation. Cultivate the mood of separation in all aspects of devotional service. Cultivate it, especially while chanting Hare Krishna, that here I am in this material world, so far distant from Krishna. In one sense, we're very close, but still our consciousness, we're very far. So when we have that type of mood, when we have that type of devotion, then, in other words, when we really want Lord Chaitanya, when we really want Krishna, when we want love of God, if you want it, Krishna Prema Pradayate, then Lord Nityananda will give it. He will give it, and that's all there is to it. One doesn't have to perform severe austerities, be underwater, learn many, many verses, study Vedic literature, and so on. One needs to want to have love of God. One needs to be able to feel separation from it, and if that separation can actually invoke a tear or two, then that becomes a very convincing argument to persuade Lord Nityananda to give it. So all the best in devotees' aspirations after the mercy of Lord Nityananda, and devotees feeling the moods of separation from our eternal home, and certainly if we follow the path that Srila Prabhupada gave us in this regard, then everything will be attained. Hare Krishna, Jai Nityananda.